Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and today we're going to talk about the divine perspective. That's different than a human perspective. And just so you know, Webster says it is actually a peculiar attitude towards or a way of regarding something. It is your point of view, how you feel, how you think, and that can vary for people, but God has one too. So I kind of wrote down some things. It's the way you see things. Everything is always good or it's always bad. You know, it's the little chicken little thing. The sky is falling. And somebody comes and says, no, it's not. It's a beautiful day. It's how they see the world. It's a positive attitude or a negative one. It's a belief in God or not. It's a belief in God's creation or evolution. It's being victorious or defeated. How you think directly affects how you feel and what you act out in your life to make. There are many different perspectives. They're all around us. We see them in our friends, our enemies, our family, and business associates. It's what they believe and what they speak. Now, God has a divine perspective. It's divine because He's divine. His perspective is revealed in the pages of the Bible. He asked us as Christians to walk in His perspective, to see life as He sees it, and to think as He does. Our eyes are to behold His will and destiny, not the world that's going around, spinning around like a crazy person. Paul tells us, in Romans, that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is the acceptable and perfect will of God. So that's pretty cool. Christianity tells us that we're a fallen race, that our perspective is off, and we need to get it back in line with God's perspective. And once we have this divine perspective, then we can walk above our circumstances, we can walk by faith, and live in a world that's falling apart, that's upside down, that's crazy, but we can walk with peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, that I give, and it's perfect. So, it's a transformation from negative to positive, bad thinking to good thoughts, defeated to victorious. It's all a perspective or a way of thinking and seeing life that originated with God and is fulfilled in us as we walk by faith. A divine perspective. What is that? How do we describe a divine perspective? I'll just give you a few that you have to read the scriptures to really understand how God thinks. He calls forth things that be not as though they were, brings them out of nothing. That's credible. So listen to what he says here. I mean, the scripture gives you a divine perspective of how God thinks. His point of view. All things work together for good to them that love God and called according to his purposes. There you go. That's a perspective. God's perspective. By his stripes, the stripes and the cross of Jesus, we're healed. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives us strength. Perspective. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wow. God has not dealt with us according to our sin. He is a loving God with grace for us and forgiveness. Faith can move mountains. Imagine that. Man can only find salvation through Jesus. There's no other name given among men that can save us. Only Jesus, because he is the Son of God. So today I pray that you will have a divine perspective, that you will see through the eyes of the Spirit and realize your true destiny. God bless you. Have a great day.